Well, Roosters fans, it was a chilly night out there at Fortress Allianz, but did we get the chocolates? On the back of Boyd Cordner taking us 18 points up, I can safely say, Silky, we packed our bags. We took the 2 points with us, but the one thing we forgot was the Brisbane Broncos, Benji Marshall, and the 6 minutes left on the clock. Welcome, Roosters fans, to another episode of Roosters Radio. And, of course, my co-host, Cooper, Silky Silk, ball boy in the team of the century.
Thank you very much, Craig Bush, Markham. And what a great win it was. It was a gutsy win, 18-16. We had our hearts in our mouths waiting for Jordan Kahu to miss it left. But I have to say, I think the better team did win on the night, Bush. Unbelievable performances, none more so than our captain, Boyd Cordner. 80 minutes, 2 tries, 19 hit-ups, 156 metres. He topped the line breaks. What else is there to say about this great young rooster?
I think Hollywood's calling because he's a transformer. Because there's just not much else to say. He is superhuman. Mate, he just keeps going on and on and on. He's like a Taubman's.
2 games in a week and both playing 80 minutes. It's a remarkable effort. A couple of other notable efforts, of course. Jake Friend, 58 tackles. Joey Manu, I thought, had one of his best games today.
Good game.
He had 4 tackle breaks, but he was dangerous. And I'd be interested to know because he kept offering the sideline to Tautau Mogo.
Yeah.
And he obviously had him for pace. Mogo ended up scoring a try late in the game, but I really enjoyed watching that battle in the centres.
Yeah, well, wonderful Tautau Mogo, former Rooster, to get a start with Brisbane Broncos since finishing his modelling contract. I can safely say that when he was offered that line, he took the opportunity at quite a few occasions, and our hearts sunk into our bottom of our guts. And I tell you what, he took him on and he defended well. And I thought it was a really good defensive game from Manu. Week before, he had a few times where his defence lapped, but for fans, it was great to watch.
Bush, one of our favourites, and we spoke to him up at the Leeds Club after the match, Mickey Gordon. Now, the last 2 weeks, both Raiders and the Broncos have been peppering him with bombs, sending plenty of traffic his way, and he just responds. He's just been fantastic, not only the past 2 weeks, but I dare say all season.
I think what Michael Gordon typifies for the Roosters is they did it with Sonny Bill. They bring a senior player, and Sonny Bill's an absolute standout, a little bit different, but he's of that age, he's of that genre. So you know what? I can't imagine what he's like at training and around the boys, but if he's doing it and you're 6-7 years younger, you got to do it. And the energy, the confidence that he brings to that team, he displays it by actions, not by words. And that's what I love about him. And he's safe under the high ball. He's a coach's dream. If he's not picked up by our club, to stay around next year, I think we're going to start a campaign on Roosters Radio. For $1 a day, you can make a difference, fans. We've got plenty of us out there. $1 a day, we all pitch in. We'll have a contract to him by the end of the year.
One notable also was Daniel Tupu left the game early in the second half. It's reported it was a groin strain, but I don't think it will keep him out this weekend against the Tigers.
He looked in a bit of discomfort as he walked up the tunnel, but I suppose it opens up more opportunities. But let's give Toops the best. He's had an outstanding year himself. He's been very good under the high ball. I'd say his best year in three out of the last 3 years, and lots of fans think that way. But we wish Toops the best because he's a fine young winger.
Well, Bush, we caught up with another one of the young standouts over the past couple of weeks, Ryan Madison, the dressing rooms after the match, and here's what he had to say.
Now, we're here in the dressing room. We've got Ryan Madison with us. Ryan, looking back on this game, a six-week period during Origin time, important win tonight.
It was good. I'm just so glad the boys dug deep towards the end. We needed to get that win. And towards the end, Robbo was saying that we just got to stay in there no matter what the score is kind of thing. So after half-time, we went out there and tried to have a big emphasis on defence. So it was good by the boys.
I think defence won you the game. I can't remember you boys having an attacking set in that second half. You must be proud. The boys must have been proud of the way he's handled the attack or the waves of attack from Brisbane.
Yeah, at halftime, Robbo just said, stick in there. D's going to win us the game. So, all credit to the boys. Like, they just stuck in towards the end, but that was good to get that win.
Mate, you have the benefit of being one of those players. You can put you at 5'8", you can put you at lock, put you in the second row. Where do you like to play?
Probably back row. That's probably my favourite position. But at the moment, I just like being out on that football field.
Of course. Mate, I'm going to give you a rap here. I mistook you for Boyd Cordner last week when you played against the Raiders. The way you just charged, Silky's got this call on Boyd when we're in our red zone, or we're in our 10. You're just charging that ball forward. You must be really pleased with your own form.
Boydo left, so I said it's a big shoes to fill kind of thing, so I just want to try and play a little bit like him, but I've got heaps of improvement to do, so that's good. That's a good sign.
Well, mate, you're having a great couple of weeks, so long may the form continue.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Thanks, mate.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Now, Bush, it'd be remiss of us not to report back on the great event that was held up at East Leagues on Friday night. Paddington Colts 1967 A-grade premiers celebrating 50 years since they won their first A-grade premiership. We were both on hand to, you know, MC the night. Now, my dad was part of the team. I was very proud to be able to stand and share the stage with not only my dad and many of his nearest and dearest friends, but it was a great night, over 200 people in attendance.
Well, first and foremost, Ripley, this is our Junior League-sponsored segment, powered by East League. Scotty Bennett's and the team doing a wonderful job supporting all Junior Leagues. Silky, as the president of the Paddington Colts, as a life member of the Paddington Colts, as the host of Roosters Radio, as the son of a man in the Hall of Fame at the Roosters, I was that proud to stand in that very club where so many accolades have been given, and to see your dad and what it meant to the families and those men. 50 years since they won their first A-grade premiership, they've paved the way. And what it's done for Junior League, Bill Healy, our chairman, was up there. Craig Walker from our board was up there. We had seven ex-presidents up there. We had life members. It really brought our community together. We had people from other clubs. Bondi United were very well represented. Kelly Robinson, Bondi United, the president, Madam President, as I call her, from Bondi United. And, of course, Greg Lane. Outstanding event. Outstanding evening. Full thanks to Lee Mackay and the Sydney Roosters for putting on a great night. And if you're going to have a presentation or an event, United already told me this is where they're going.
Now, Bush, another one of our local junior clubs have a huge celebration later on this year. The Clovelly Crocodiles are celebrating 100 years. How special is that?
Mate, it's extremely special. And, you know, Ken McMorrow's a known Clovelly Croc, and he was a great man. I remember dealing a lot with Ken when we were all junior reps. And, you know, he had a lot to do with those years in our life and a big influence. Clovelly's the sort of club that, you know, they've always had good teams and great juniors, and they've had some great first graders come through. And, Silky, we're going to get Trudy Devereaux on the line to talk to us about what's happening for Clovelly, how you can get tickets, where the event is. Everyone knows it's on the, I think it's 17th of June. And we're going to, about to talk to Trudy, but next week, as a special tribute to Clovelly, we're going to get Leanne Hardock and Niamh Bergen, Trudy Devereaux and Nick in, who did the video for the Clovelly's 100th year history, to talk about the club. We're going to talk to Adrian Lamb. We're going to talk to other Clovelly Croc members. It's a Roosters Radio Clovelly Croc special next Monday. But on the line, Silky, is talking all things Clovelly Crocs, is none other than Trudy Devereaux. Trudy, are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Yes, welcome to Roosters Radio.
Thank you.
You must be very proud to be part of a club, and a significant part. You know, you mums and tireless committee workers do an amazing job. Unsung heroes, but to keep a club going for 100 years, what a celebration.
Oh, it is. It's going to be a huge celebration. And I'm on that tail end of, you know, having young kids in the club, but it's going to be fantastic to meet the people that have been around for years and years, not only in the Clovelly area who have now moved away, but those locals and those far away all coming back together to talk about the Crocs, or, you know, junior rugby league in general.
Trudy, was lucky enough to pick up a copy, or see it online as a matter of fact, the Clovelly Crocs testimonial video. It was a great bit of videography there. Who was the creator of that?
So we've got an awesome member of our committee, and also who helps out with the older boys, the under 16s at our club, Nick Carroll. He's been with the Clovelly Crocs for years and is a bit of a historian himself, so I sort of took this project on board with the passion of the area and started digging deep and finding out lots of stories, and it sort of just took over, and he spent the last 2 years creating this this documentary and film.
Well, you can see Trudes in the shorts. We absolutely loved it. We only sent a snippet. Cannot wait. You know, it's Eastern Suburbs history. It's something we're all proud of. So, you know, to see the snippet we saw, it's so intriguing. It's so engaging. So congratulations on that. Now, just for our fans out there that don't know, how do they get tickets? What's the time and what's the date of the event? And, of course, it's at the AJC.
It is at the AJC. So just in Randwick, it's on Saturday the 17th of June. Kicks off at 6 o'clock. If you jump on trybooking.com, look up the Clovelly Crocs, 100 years, and grab a ticket. It's $160 a head, which includes everything. Canapes, three-course meal, your drinks. We've got Jelly Bean Jam as the band to dance the night away. Anthony Minicello will be our MC, and there'll be lots of fun surprises.
Yeah, well, what a great night it is to support Clovelly. And next week, it's a Clovelly Crocathon with yourself, Leanne and Nick Carroll in our studios, paying homage to the 100 years. We'll talk to everyone that's got anything to do with the Crocs, and we really look forward to having you into the Roosters Radio headquarters at Radio Hub.
Can't wait.
Well, thanks so much for spending time on Roosters Radio Truths. Remember, fans, get out there, support your local junior league club, Cloverleigh Crocs, celebrating an absolutely outstanding milestone of 100 years. Well done, and we'll talk to you next week, Truths.
Talk then.
There you go, Silky. Well, it's a great achievement, and you're from Bondi United. Myself, a very proud Paddington Colt, now Trudy from Cloverleigh. It's just such a great mix, and it's about community, and this is what I love. And, you know, we share so much, and it's a, if we make it about our kids and bringing our juniors through, the next SKD, Anthony Minicello, Brian Fletcher, you know, Luke Rickardson, they get developed, Ryan Cross. The
list there is a youngster running around in the under-sixes up there for the Cloverleigh Crocs with a surname Checker. So I did see Michael Checker up at Waverley Park, or Waverley Outer, the other week, watching his young bloke run around. So,
and is there a Spees?
There is a young Spees up there, but it's interesting that the coach of the Wallabies has got his young son playing junior rugby league in the East Comp. So I think that's
good for defence. Yeah. Oh, let me just touch on that. Up at Waverley Oval on a Sunday, you can see our juniors, our minis, sixes to eights, Michael Checker, Andrew Johns, Trent Robinson, all standing in the one spot, Michael Gordon. The other day, they were all there
Michael
yesterday.
Michael Gordon's another one whose young boys playing for
all
the Crocs.
There yesterday. So if you Roosters fans want to get your kids out there learning safe, fun skills, building confidence, no one cares who wins under these new fantastic rules. It's non-competitive, but it's about safety, it's about fun, it's about camaraderie, and that's what they're building. If you just look to the other side of the synthetic grass, you've got a ferocious under-8s game going on, and you can actually see the development through the years. It's a great initiative. It's backed by so many. So well done to the Roosters, and well done to Cloverleigh Crocs.
You're on Roosters Radio. When we come back, Connor Watson.
Radio Hub is Australia's premier podcasting facility. With high-quality sound equipment and production services, Radio Hub is a one-stop shop for all your podcasting needs. So, if you're ready to jump into the exciting realm of podcasting, contact Radio Hub on 0402 870 900 or email info@radiohub.com.au.
Well, Roosters fans, as we said in the intro, it was a great win over the Broncos. It was a must-have. Silky, last year we mightn't have got the chocolates. It was just the way it was. But on the line is none other than Connor Watson, who was instrumental in getting us home. Some great runs. Took the ball to the line. Outstanding performance. Connor, are you with us?
Yeah. How you going, boys?
Mate, we're really well. Listen, first of all, congratulations. It was a great game Saturday night. And a win, I think, the team, yourself personally and the coach would be very happy with.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good to finish that one off. Obviously, it got a bit scary at the end there, but it was really good. I thought sort of 75-minute performance from us. We just really let ourselves down in that last sort of 5 minutes, but made it a bit entertaining at the end. So but it was really good to finish that one off, yeah.
Connor, watching it from the grandstands, it was a real arm wrestle, particularly in that second half. You know, you didn't have many attacks on their line, but your D held up, mate. Robbo must have been happy with that.
Yeah, definitely. It was it was one of those games. We didn't really get too much good ball opportunity. So I think we only might have had like 3 or 4 in the first half. I'm not even sure if I can remember one in the second half. But it was just sort of one of those games where it was just sort of a grind for, you know, that sort of 30-minute period there in that second half. And then, I thought that we were really good in that. And then we got sort of rewarded with that, with Budo's try there at the end that took us out to 18-6. And then, like I said before, we were just pretty disappointed with our defence there at the end. But not much we can do about it now. So,
Connor, do you put that down? I mean, we have, and so did Brisbane, we had some players of 5, in fact, back from Origin duty, or as Louis Lopez would say, State of Oranges. But can I ask you, is it just tiredness? Is it just a defensive lapse? What do you put that 5 minutes down to?
I don't know if you can really pinpoint one sort of area. I think obviously the boys coming back have had a pretty big week, but you know, I thought they were all really good and they all played really good there. And I think it was just sort of a bit of Benji Marshall brilliance at the end. He was pretty good. So I think we just needed to just stay calm and defend it. But, it was disappointing to let 2 tries in at the end, but we still got the chockey, so it was good.
Mate, your own form, I saw online you were disappointed with your performance against Canberra. I thought you bounced back really well. You took the ball to the line a lot more. You're happy with your own game?
Yeah, obviously, I haven't got to play too much football this year, and I didn't play too well against the Raiders, and I was pretty disappointed with myself after the game. And you know, I just thought I got another opportunity on the weekend, and yeah, I was pretty happy with it. I just sort of try to run the ball a bit more and just get my defense on. We got the win in the end, which was a great result.
Connor, how do you deal with that? You know, if you know yourself, you didn't perform up to your normal standard. How do you bounce back?
I think it's just sort of a mental thing, just trying to get back to what you do best. And that for me is running the football, and I just really tried to get back running the football, and then sort of things happen from that. So, yeah, that for me is how I concentrate on that.
Now, Connor, you're used to, when you come up to the halves, pairing with Junior Pierce, I should say. How do you find it with Luke Keary? And he's been dynamic, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been in great form, Luke. Obviously, it's a bit different to playing with PC. Sort of me and Luke are pretty similar in the way we play. You know, we're both ball running sort of 5'8", and was a bit, I think, against the Canberra, we were a bit all over the shop, but I think we're a lot better this week. I think just sort of from my end, I felt like I didn't help Luke too much against Canberra, but I just sort of try to work hard on it during the week, and I think I did that against the Broncos. So.
Yeah, I don't know, stereotype yourself and players like Maddo too early, but you have the advantage of being Craig Wing-esque and being able to play in so many positions. And do you see yourself as a Mr. Fix-It, or is there a position you got your eye on?
Oh, I think at the moment, at this point in my career, I can obviously play sort of and cover a lot of positions, but I think I'm a fullback or a 5'8", so yeah, either of those two. They're pretty similar now in the modern game. I always grew up playing fullback, and then when I come down to the Roosters, I moved into the number 6 jumper, and I've really enjoyed playing in the halves, and yeah, playing back at fullback's pretty similar. So, I think I'm either of those two at the moment. I'm more than capable of playing there or at hooker or in the centres as well. So, yeah.
Speaking of fullback, you must be, in your career, very pleased to be able to say to your grandkids that you played with the great Michael Gordon. I mean, hasn't he been a great addition to our club? And the maturity and just the, you know, he's like a skinny Boyd Cordner.
He's so good. he's honestly been really good this year. And, it's just not only he's scored I don't know how many tries he's scored. He's scored a fair few. I feel like he's scoring one every week. But, he's been in really good form for us. He's just so reliable, and he's always turning up when we need him to. And, you know, his carries back from the kicks are so good. He's always beating the first defender. And, yeah, it's been really good to watch him play this year and watch how good he is and how professional he is.
We're talking of fullbacks, mate. We're up against one of the best, and a bloke will be joining us next year. But we've got the Tigers this weekend out at Campbelltown. They're always tough out there. How do you see this weekend's match?
Yeah, it should be a good one. I think, obviously, we played some pretty good football last week, and get to play on a Sunday arvo out in Campbelltown. So hopefully the sun's out. We get to play some fast and free-flowing footy, and I think Mitchell should be back. So it'll be good to see PC back after how well he went in the Origin game as well.
Well, Connor, we're going to let you go, mate. We know you're a busy man. We really appreciate your time on Roosters Radio. And, mate, great form. Congratulations, and long may it live.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Hit the books, mate.
Great to talk to you. Well, there he is. What an impressive young man, Silky, on and off the field. He's always got time for Roosters Radio, and we love that. And we're big fans of Connor.
Well, it should be noted, Bush, that, you know, we're talking, and Connor's actually on his way to university. So, we congratulate him on that. You know, studying as well as playing full-time football, it's got to be a hard thing to juggle full-time study with a rugby league career.
Yeah, I think it is. And look, Connor is part of the Knox College alumni and come down from the Central Coast. He's a very proud Indigenous player, have great Indigenous heritage. And, you know, opportunities like that come along, and it's great to see him take advantage of it. I think the club itself and, you know, and the NRL are putting forward great opportunities, because I think every footballer realises that after football there are so many opportunities now. A little bit, times have changed. And I think it's a great thing for our players. And congratulations to Connor and his family on these efforts.
You're on Roosters Radio. Back in a sec.
Well, Roosters fans, I'm sure you'll all stand with me and rise as our next guest comes on. This is something special for Roosters Radio. Silky, it pains me to say, but for this week, I want you to pull down the nude we have of Mitch Orbison and put up the poster we have of Boyd Cordner. I believe you have seconded your Italian friend who's a sculptor to do a statue of Boyd for our studios.
Well, after the week he had, Bush, It'd be remiss of us not to. But we've got him on the line. It sounds like he's in transit. But Boyd Cordner, congratulations on the week. What a performance.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Obviously, it's been a pretty hectic couple of weeks for myself, especially over the last few days. I'm playing on Wednesday night, then backing up and getting a good win for the Roosters. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, but something that I've enjoyed.
Boyd, as a young bloke going through the grades, you know, up there in Taree, did you ever dream that you'd captain New South Wales?
Nah, not at all. I've always sat down and watched State of Origin. I remember as a little kid when Origin was on, and I used to go to school so nervous because, you know, New South Wales was playing that night. I used to race home and I couldn't really speak to anyone just because I was probably more nervous than the players. I was probably about 10 years old, 8 years old, and all you ever wanted to do was to play that footy, State of Origin, and pull on that Blues jersey. But I never ever dreamt of captaining the Blues, and it's just an amazing feeling.
We spoke to Mitchell last week before the game, and I think everyone who's had anything to do with you, particularly in the camp, just all say that you're a born leader. How was the week for you?
Yeah, it was really good. Obviously, being named captain at the start of it all, it was pretty hectic for myself with a lot of media commitments and that. But the week itself was so good. We went out to Kingscliff and we're at Coffs Harbour. The year's gone by, but I know it's just something about it. I'm not sure what it was, but as soon as I got into camp, I just felt so relaxed. I suppose that's got a little bit to do with a bit of experience now and whatever, but yeah, it was just really good and a great bunch of blokes, and you know, you look forward to this time of year when you can go into camp and hang out with a bunch of blokes that you don't really get to see throughout the year.
Boydie, before the game, I mean, you know, camp obviously went very well, and you could see that played out on Wednesday. How did you feel before the game? What was going through your mind, and what were you saying to the troops?
Yeah, I've never felt like that before a game of footy before. It was a crazy feeling. It's hard to explain. You can't get it anywhere else. It's the best drug ever. So it was, yeah, I can't really recall and put it into words how I was actually feeling, but yeah, it was pretty good, and I suppose I'll be looking forward to that feeling again in 2 weeks' time. But once you get in the sheds, it's just sort of normal. I suppose the build up and the team meeting, put it on your suit, that's all more nerve wracking than when you're actually in the sheds. I think it's just because you're in your own little zone and it's what you're used to. But I can't really remember what I said either. It was just something that just happened in the moment. I got asked through the week what I was going to say to the boys just before kickoff, and I said that I don't know myself yet. I just have to wait and see, what the feeling's like and what I'm feeling at the time, because, you know, it is based on emotion, and I'm an emotional guy. It's how I, you know, live my life and play my footy.
Certainly, mate. Shows out on the weekend and during the week, mate. It's unbelievable.
Mate, there was a great photo going around through the media, you know, after the game. It seemed like a huge weight. It was, taken off your shoulders. What was that feeling like after you realised, or when it finally sunk in?
Yeah, it's just so much, like, I felt so much pressure leading up to game time. And although you try and keep a cool head in that, I didn't let anyone know, but I was feeling a lot of pressure and that game meant so much to me. I wanted to win so bad, and you know, that's something that just was playing on my head all week. And you know, to go out and for the boys to turn up like that up there, we know how hard it is to win a State of Origin game, but up there especially. And yeah, just I had a moment there where it was the best feeling of the time.
What was the first thing Chris Cordner, the great Chris Cordner, said to you? Because we know how close you are, mate, and Silky and I. I've had the pleasure of both your dad and your brother's company on a few occasions in Melbourne. In fact, we hang out quite a bit. You just don't know. But what did he say?
Yeah. I seen him after the game when I was walking off the field. I went up and gave him a big hug, and you know, he was just, you know, probably more pumped than what I was.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's 18th man next game.
Yeah, I know. I have to sling him a jersey, give him a pair of boots, he'll be out there. But he's always proud of me no matter what, and yeah, he just told me that he was super proud of me and the way I played and the way I handled myself throughout the week. So, you know, I thank him for always being there and supporting me.
Now, mate, you played 80 minutes and you played your heart out there on Wednesday night, but to back it up on Saturday against the Broncos, scored 2 meat pies. Mate, what a performance.
And another 80 minutes.
Yeah, another 80 minutes. You know, it's something that, you know, it sounds a bit weird, but I look forward to it, you know. Well, that's who I am. I'm a Rooster, and, you know, to back up again was easy for me. Like, to get up for that game, it was so important for us to against the Broncos. You know, it takes a bit of pressure off us now. We're sitting in the top four. And, yeah, you've got a choice, you know, to go out there and to give it your all again. And, you know, that's what I chose to do. I wanted to, you know, put in a real good performance for my mates and not let anyone down. So it was good to get the win.
Bordy, I reckon you're the only captain in history, and I speak on behalf of all Roosters fans. We were out in the ground on Saturday. We're up in the stands. Silky and I constantly watch you. Silky calls it it's called the Cordner Run, where we're on our own line, we're getting out of trouble, and you just come at 300 miles an hour, just barnstorming in the defence, and then you get up, and then you do it 2 tackles later. He goes, watch these little Cordner runs, and it's so predictable, mate. But I'm going to tell you, you're the only captain the Roosters have ever had that never has to speak to his players, because you just lead by your example and your actions. The fans love it, mate. We're so proud of ourselves. You know, and we just want to pay homage to a great performance of a great week and something that will go down in folklore and the histories and the annuals of rugby league. New South Wales captain into leading us home against the Broncos. A mighty effort, mate. We know you're resting up. We really appreciate you coming on Roosters Radio. We know you're a big fan of ours as we are of yours. And, mate, you take a great rest this week. Well deserved.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, mate.
Take care, Bordy.
Well, I don't know about you, Bush, but I want to run through that wall over there. That inspired.
I want you to run at me. I'm going to hit you with the left and the right. What a legend.
Mate, he's fantastic. And I have to say, like, the stats speak for themselves. We touched on him earlier in the show. He's just a machine.
You know what he is, Silky? He is one of the gentlemen of the game. He reminds me so much of Craig Fitzgibbon, how he handles himself. Win, lose or draw, Australian jersey, New South Wales jersey. Boyd's the sort of bloke that sees you in the crowd. I'm sure there's 80,000 screaming blues there. He'd see someone he knows. And he'd see his family and stuff. Then he'd go past, he'd probably slap their hand and go, hey, mate, how are you? He's just an absolute outstanding ambassador for the Roosters, New South Wales and Australia, on and off the field. And I'm going to make a bold prediction. He will go down as one of our all-time club greats, one of our greatest New South Wales captains, and could potentially be an immortal.
Well, I'm just going to ask you the question. When Cameron Smith retires, can you see Boyd Cordner captaining Australia? I think he will.
I don't think it's a question. I think it's a matter of time. And I mean, Cameron Smith, as we all know, is one of the best footballers I've ever seen. A lot of people say it. Mick Crocker said it at the Roosters Radio Captain's Club on last Saturday night against the Broncos. He is. Cameron Smith's an outstanding player. I love watching him play. I love his man management. But guess what? The heir to the throne is Boyd Cordner.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Now, Bush, Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m, the main game, Roosters taking on the Tigers out there at Campbelltown. How do you see it?
You know, it's an interesting one, Silky. I was talking to Coach Robinson on Sunday up at the Mini League and talked about how good it must be to have someone like JT back. Robbo told me also a bit of another little bit of trivia that our fans didn't know. He grew up playing soccer, and Peter Mulholland was his first coach at St. Greg's in year 7 and encouraged him to play. I actually asked him, I said, did you play with JT at St. Greg's? He goes, Bush, JT was in year 12 and I was in year 5. So, or year 7, I think it was. And I didn't realise the age gap because JT's in pretty good nick. One thing I do realise is what a great influence Jason Taylor is on our players. We're hoping to have him on Roosters Radio next week after we take the Tigers. And I'm hoping it's a JT-led attacking assault. I think we'll go good. I think the Origin players will be out. I think Connor Watson and the boys that have come in, Manu, will step up. And I think you'll see the Tigers get mauled by a Rooster. First time ever.
Well, Bush, let me tell you something. I've watched Mitchell Pearce over the last best part of a decade turn out for this game. And he puts in one of his best performances, I feel, when he plays against his dad's former club, the Balmain Tigers, or the West Tigers. I wouldn't be surprised if he has another blinder. Unfortunately, missed last week due to concussion. Get ready for a pierce-led destruction of the Tigers at Campbelltown.
But I'm with you, Silky. I'm going to call 13+. Roosters are in hot form. There's Origin jerseys on the line. I don't think Laurie's going to make any changes, but I tell you what the boys want to do. Send a clear message to the Queenslanders when they come down Wednesday week. We mean business.
That's it for another episode of Roosters Radio.
East to win.
East know how to play the game. They play it hard and fair. East know how to win the game. They give more than their share. They're great to see in action. These boys will show the way. Put the Roosters on the field. They'll show you how to play. Here come the Roosters. The best we've ever seen. The red, white Roosters. The Eastern Suburbs team. Shout out the cry, let everybody know. If you play this football game, beware the Roosters crow. They're great to see in action. These boys have shown the way. Put the Roosters on the field, they'll show you how to play. Here come the Roosters, the best we've ever seen. The red, white Roosters, the Eastern Sun.
Podcast of the Sydney Roosters.